Panos kakaviatos presetashe.
Panos, what stands out for you as the highlight of the Council of Europe's week?
Well, one highlight will be Council of Europe Commissioner for Human Rights Thomas Hammarberg's visit to London on the 8th of December. It's ahead of Human Rights Day, which is the 10th, and the reason he's going to London is to inaugurate a new book, which is called Human Rights and a Changing Media Landscape. And what better place to do it than in London after the News of the World scandals? This book has eight authors, eight specialists, which deal with such subjects as ethical journalism, public service media, social media. And basically, Hammarberg is very outspoken about this issue, and it's really the right time to do this.
End of a good year for the commissioner, I think.
Certainly. The commissioner has done so many things at the Council of Europe, including, for example, his report on LGBT rights, which has made a lot of waves, even recently, with a lot of news coming out of different countries that are critical still today of gay and lesbians.
Anything else catch your eye in the agenda?
Yes, actually, even before the commissioner is in London on the 8th, we're sending a 34-member delegation of our parliamentary assembly to observe the conduct of parliamentary elections in Russia this coming Sunday on the 4th of December.
So what will you be working on specifically next week?
Well, next week, I work on a couple of aspects of the organization, two entities, if you will. One is called the Venice Commission. They're going to be having their plenary session the week after next. But as you know, being a press officer, you need to prepare things. So I'll be spending a lot of time on the phone calling journalists to try and promote that event, as well as on the 13th of December, the Pompidou Group, which is a network of drug policy and experts and practitioners who are really focusing on the drug trade in Southeastern Europe. So they're going to be meeting in Ljubljana, and I'll be working on trying to get some press for them.
The Venice Commission is another organization within the Council of Europe that's had a good year. It's particularly active on helping Tunisia and other countries involved in the Arab Spring. What will they be discussing?
Well, indeed, you brought up the Arab Spring. That's a very good subject. In fact, they are going to welcome Farouk Sultan, who's chairman of the Supreme Constitutional Court of Egypt. He'll be attending their plenary session in Venice, and depending on what's going to be going on in Egypt at that time, it could be a potentially interesting meeting.